Got a name on the show today?
That's right. Oh, Wiggy. What is up to everybody out there? It is the Sneaks and Stats podcast, episode 56. All up in there.
All of the 50s and all of the 60s.
All of the 60s.
They're all up in there.
All in there. I am Sneaker Peter.
Which makes me the statistical father, Staggy Daddy.
For those of you who haven't done it yet, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on all social media outlets. Instagram, X, Threads, and the Tiki Talk Talk, where we talk about tacos.
Ticks.
And ticks? Ew.
Gross.
Gross.
Why'd you do that? Episode 56. Francisco Elson?
That's the one I found, too. Did you find the only three guys?
The only three guys, yes. Two of them are Celtics players from this century, which I feel like normally the crazy numbers are like from like, it was Willie G from the 1956 Oilers, mm-hmm. like a team that doesn't exist.
It's like a super long time ago.
Brandon Hunter.
Yes.
I don't remember Brandon Hunter. And then Sean Williams. That name kind of rings a bell.
Sean Williams, is he the one that was married to Candace Parker?
You know what it is?
Or whatever. I could be wrong.
He plays Stifler. Sean William Scott.
That's Sean William Scott.
He also played professional basketball for briefly.
Yeah.
I feel like it is always the Celtics, though, because I feel like they've retired 20 numbers, you know? So it's like
dudes
have to be like, I guess I will be 56.
Yeah. And we talked about this before. There's a grouping of numbers that have never been used and aren't even allowed to be used in the NBA. So like in the 50s, like the 70s, you don't really see.
Luka's 77.
77.
I think some of the number restrictions have changed a little bit.
Yeah.
60s maybe. They might not want, you know.
Yeah, who do you?
Because I can't think of anyone that's worn six. Maybe Aaron Baines. But no, he's worn some weird numbers, but
It's always the bigs, huh?
Yeah,
like it's always... George Muir-san was for sure up there, too.
He wore 77, I think, too.
See? Yeah. But in other sports, I found Sean Merriman, who was a Charger, and the legend Lawrence Taylor. Awesome football
player. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Good to be back. Shout out to Angelo Gingerelli for our last episode. If you guys want to check that out, be sure to. Great interview with the Seton Hall strength and conditioning coach. If you guys know anybody that's, you know, starting college sports or just recently started college sports, definitely check it out. He's got some great tips on all that stuff, and it was really fun to have him on and talk about college and shoes, especially. You two went crazy on the shoes.
Talking about the shoes, he explained a little bit about what he does and how long he's been doing it, his whole career in the sports, you know, world. So check that episode out, also on all platforms.
Real quick, What is up with this fit, dude? How can you be wearing a World Series Dodgers hat and also an MLB branded Yankees sweatshirt? It's not like it's, you know, Awake NY or something. It's just a Yankee sweater.
No, it's
no.
It's Kith. Okay?
No.
Anyways.
No. Wrong.
Anyways, I'm wearing my Bred 4s. We haven't been able to talk about the World Series or anything like that yet. Obviously, our Dodgers won against the Yankees.
Amazing fashion.
I saw it as an opportunity to kind of just rep the World Series, kind of.
Okay.
Not both teams.
All right.
But
I accept.
My allegiance. He tried to say I was a Yankee fan earlier. I don't know about that one.
lots of
stuff has gone on since we did speak to Angelo. The NBA has started.
Yep, full swing.
Full swing. Football is in full, like, way past halfway point.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on there. I wanted to talk about kind of all the stuff going around NBA.
Yeah, you know, you said the NBA season started, but someone should probably tell the Bucks that. I don't think they know. I don't think they've been made aware
that
this is real basketball.
Somebody tell Embiid, too, you know?
Maybe. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I wanted to bring up first, shout-out to Coach Pop.
Yep.
He is...
Prayers up.
...currently healing and recovering from a mild stroke, so shout-out to him and his family and the Spurs organization. Legend, too.
Yeah, we talked about it briefly because, you know, Pop is old. He's been doing this a long time. Like all the other great coaches from that time, from when the Spurs really started going off, like Rick Adelman,
yeah,
Phil Jackson, George Karl, they're all retired. So it's crazy that he's still doing it. I love that he's still doing it because he's one of the greatest teachers the game has seen.
Big time.
And especially now with Wemby, it's like you couldn't have asked for better luck.
Yeah.
As Pop. So hopefully, Spurs did say, like you mentioned, he's going to make a full recovery. So hopefully he'll be back on the sideline sometime soon. But yeah, speedy recovery, Pop.
So obviously in football, I would maybe build Belichick, one of the best coaches of all time. Arguably Vince Lombardi, right? Would you put Pop there for the NBA?
Oh, easily.
Him, Phil Jackson.
It's him, Phil Jackson, Pat Riley, Red Auerbach.
Red Auerbach, yeah.
Lenny Wilkins was a great coach. Oh, he's up there. Wins too.
Yeah.
Don Nelson. Don Nelson, I think, is one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Yeah, we don't talk about him enough.
No, he's got... I think he did have the most all-time wins for a while. I think Pop passed him.
Mm-hmm.
But Don Nelson had some crazy teams, man. He just everywhere he went, he seemed to have, like, the Midas touch.
Mm-hmm.
The
most notably for, what, Mavs and Warriors?
Mavs probably. And Warriors were the biggest, too. So he's definitely one of the greatest coaches. I feel like I'm missing somebody, but you always are going to forget somebody.
We're definitely going to forget somebody, but, you know, shout-out to those coaches. But also Coach Pop. Klay played the Warriors early.
Oh, man. So weird.
It was super weird. I thought the fans did a good job of, you know, welcoming him back.
Yeah, and the stadium did a good... The team did a good job as an organization. They had, like, every, like, staff member essentially lined up for his entry. So
cool. And you can see he was kind of like, didn't know how to accept it.
Yeah. They gave away boat captain hats from his... Because he used to pull up to the stadium on his boat.
That's so cool.
So, well done. Mm-hmm. Warriors got the win, which, you know.
Which ended up being an amazing game. I'm sure you guys saw by now, it'll be like a week, but Curry hit that crazy three.
He hit that clutch three. He hit him with the night-night.
Night-night.
Which was, you know, probably in response to Klay hitting the shimmy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Steph said, you know, he knows better than that. Yeah. So.
Crazy, too. They guarded each other.
Yes.
So cool to watch.
So cool, but like. You know, I'm definitely not a Warriors fan.
Yeah.
But to have like, your franchise become one of the greatest franchises of all time now, yeah, easily.
Right.
From, like, this kind of organic... I mean, besides KD, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But still, you were winning championships without KD because of those two guys. Mm-hmm. So it always sucks to see something that is organic like that, like, come to its end.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Even if it's not
the Warriors are doing really well. The Mavs are doing pretty well. So I'm sure both parties are happy.
Yeah, both parties. I think so, too. And there was... It's funny that you bring it up that the championships were because of those two. I want to bring up Draymond because after the game, he brought up something like, yeah, you had your ovation from the crowd, blah, blah, blah. So why is the crowd still cheering him during this and that or that? He was basically complaining that, like, you had your 5 seconds of welcome back, but now it's like, you're the enemy now. It's like, dude...
He's such a prima donna, man. He's like one of the biggest prima donnas in the league. I saw a clip of him saying that Steven Adams exaggerated that shot to the groin he took from him 10 years ago now or whatever.
Oh, you're going to be the one to say that.
He exaggerated, right? Bro. He's the one that exaggerated.
Let's try it on
you. You were shooting like this. you were auditioning for the Rockettes, bro.
Any man can tell you that hurt.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That was a clear shot.
Come on, dude.
And that's a big, tough guy.
Yes.
He's not a flopper. He's out there.
No.
He's out there bullying people and taking hits himself. So.
Yes. If he's in pain, then he must have really been hit or something. You know what I mean?
That's the only silver lining of this being the final season of Inside the NBA on TNT is that thankfully Draymond will not be joining that show once he retires.
I know.
That would have... Made me not want... Hopefully, he would have been on, you know, the off days, the Tuesday games or whatever, but...
Yes.
Such a prima donna, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. And, he's entitled to his own opinion, but, you know, we don't have to like what he says all the time.
No. Any of the time.
And, obviously, the OKC Thunder are...
Whoo!
On fire. Yes. But, them and the Lakers, I feel like, are kind of on the same boat. Hartenstein and Holmgren both are hurt.
Yeah.
The Lakers have Jackson Hayes, who is also hurt, and Christian Wood. So both teams are looking for bigs. What do you think they go in that Or how do you think that situation plays out?
Well, the Thunder were going to be hurt for both teams, like you said. Actually, we're going to be hurt for bigs no matter what.
Yeah,
like it's they just couldn't really find decent backup bigs.
Yeah,
doesn't really feel like it. Feels like the time of when you just had like a DJ Banga at the end of your bench has come and gone. You know, so I'm not even sure. I mean, I'm sure they can find somebody to just throw a body out there until these guys come back. I don't think. If I'm the Thunder, I'm probably not making any moves for an additional big.
Especially if they come back soon.
Unless it's like Cody Zeller. Someone that knows they're going to be on the bench and come in and play a handful of minutes there. Because Hardenstein's definitely your starting center.
Yep.
Holmgren's definitely your starting four and I guess maybe backup center, you know? They can transition those minutes.
Jalen Williams is on fire right now.
Jalen Williams is on fire. The other Jalen Williams can come in and play some
big, he's the other
he can play their big-ish backup. Minutes. Yeah. So, you know, probably another backup wouldn't hurt. But I don't think any of these teams are going to be making moves for. I don't even know who you'd make moves for. Drummond, maybe. But the Sixers, with the way Embiid's playing, aren't going to give him up.
Exactly. They're going to need him, too.
B-ball Paul. I don't know where he is right now. Paul Reed. I don't think he's
Paul Reed. On I the heard, Sixers anymore. I'm hearing names like Robert Williams. I'm hearing Valanciunas by the trade deadline for both teams. But like you said, who knows for now? We're only, 10, 12 games in.
Those are a bit bigger reaches. I feel like...
You're going to give up a little more for that.
I feel like, I mean, ironically, he left this team. But Valanciunas could be well used on, like, the Pelicans. You know? They really need... They just don't have a traditional big.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think probably the Thunder won't make a move. Lakers, I could see them.
I think they're hurting a little more.
I think the Lakers can make a move just because Jackson Hayes is, you know, he's decent.
Yeah.
He's probably more of a backup anyways. Obviously, AD's starting right now.
Right.
And then Christian Wood, I just don't know what to chalk up Christian Wood to. He's always injured.
I know.
He's so streaky. He's one of the streakiest players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I would like the Lakers to get, like, a Steven Adams or
that would be great.
Just a big bruiser. But again, those guys are starting centers now. Like like I said, the time of having big guys just available or just at the end of your bench is kind of not here anymore. So, but just one guy like that, a JaVale, a Dwight, you know, those we had both of those guys when the team won the championship. So,
and Dwight keeps saying in all these podcasts, "I'm ready. Thunder, I'm ready. Lakers, I'm ready." I just don't
know
if
that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know if another team's going to give him a shot.
No, I don't think so.
I think the time has kind of passed.
Yeah.
You know? And I wanted to talk about Tuesday, the day after this episode comes out, the 12th is the beginning of the new Emirates NBA Cup, which is...
I think some cup play has already started. It's one of those things. Okay. Yeah. Because the 12th...
Oh, yeah, that's right. They already had that 12th. One game with the court. The
12th
that's
was this past Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Should be fun. I'm excited. I was kind of hoping that they would do something for the Lakers court to signify that they're the reigning champs.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, we've talked about this. You don't like the court. I thought they did a little better.
Courts are better.
With the Laker one specifically, I think they did a little better, adding a little more color to it. But it's just all yellow again.
Yeah, I think overall they did better. Like, I think they toned it down a little bit.
They did,
because,
yeah.
Like, I feel like the one that sticks out the most is, like, the Indy court from last year.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, bright blue. And you had, like, a team in black jerseys and a team in, like, green, if whoever they were playing. Because for some reason, you have to wear your city, or you don't have to. I think you are supposed to, though, wear your city edition jerseys that just were unveiled for cut play. So.
Remember we talked about that?
And they all look crazy, too.
Remember we talked about that, how one team wears their city jerseys, but the other team just wears the regular one?
Yeah.
And we're like, why don't both teams...
Well, something came up during the Lakers championship game against the Pels, right?
Right.
Indy. Where their city jerseys were black and our city jerseys were black.
Mm-hmm.
So someone had to change and they made the Lakers change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm like so
it's
over
such a weird thing. Yeah, it's a weird
all
thing.
These jerseys. Like, I get that they're trying to sell them. But it's just there's so many. They're really honestly not very good most of the time. Like
they're
the
not.
Lakers one again, I'm pretty lukewarm on. Like we were talking about it. Like they just look they look like something you give like your 10-year-old. Like
they look kind of like A lot of them look kind of like park. No disrespect to them, but kind of just like a regular league jersey.
Yeah.
Which should have, when it's an NBA, it should have a lot more quality to it, especially towards the design. Me and you talked about this. Like, if half of them aren't good, maybe it's time to switch up the whole design or something. You know what
it's
I mean?
I mean, I know it's Nike, you know, and they're making the jerseys and they want to sell the jerseys as much as possible. But
yeah,
it really does. I remember it used to be like cool when it's like, okay, this is just the Christmas Day jersey.
Yes.
This is just like the Heat always had. The Heat had a ton of crazy jerseys for a while.
That might be one of the worst ones. The Heat culture one.
It looked so cheap. I don't know if they changed it for this year, but last year was.
Yeah.
It was so cheap looking.
And this is where I'll agree with you, because we had some disagreements with the court and stuff like that. This is where I'll agree with you, especially with the Lakers. I think they are shying away from the old school colors of the Lakers, which is what you brought up.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. I think you said they're bringing up a lot of the black jersey now and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If we can go back to and kind of pay homage to the old, maybe even like the Kobe style, the U-neck, even the V-neck, you know, whatever. With the older colors, that's where I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, I think most of the time I feel like when I turn on a Lakers game, they're not wearing gold or especially purple. I feel like they hardly ever wear purple.
Mm-hmm.
And even the gold, shout out to my friend Adrian, because he always has been annoyed about this since Nike took over.
Mm-hmm.
The gold jerseys don't feel gold. They look like yellow. They're really bright. So I don't know. I feel like I don't really know how much control. Maybe there's people within the Lakers or within the teams across the league that are upset with these decisions, because I think for the most part this is all Nike. I don't know how much the teams have their hands in this.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. I do think the Lakers should focus more on wearing gold and purple. I feel like the black is. Every team can wear black. It doesn't not go with any team, you know. So
and I'm not against it, because I like the Mamba jerseys.
I think there's something to it, but like.
But don't make
every special edition jersey now has to be black.
Yeah, and maybe every other year or something. I don't know. Make it special.
Yeah,
but this is obviously an issue to us, because every time the cup comes up, we're always talking
Ew.
About.
Ew. Yeah. Gross, dude.
And one last thing, I wanted to. For hot topics that I wanted to talk to you about, I want to do kind of like a little early, but contender or pretender. I have five teams, and I want you to give me contender or pretender.
Contender or pretender. Let's go.
Okay. So my first contender or pretender, 13-0 Cleveland Cavaliers.
Ooh. Contender.
Yeah.
Because
of,
I almost said Isaac Okoro.
Your favorite player is Isaac Okoro.
Yes, my favorite player is Isaac Okoro. So let's talk about him.
Got a new contract, by the way.
Yes. And did you see, I should have put it in this week for Heat on Feet, but I'll throw up a picture. He had a signature, a custom shoe from some brand I've never heard of. It's like
Okay.
And it's the last Woj bomb.
Oh, I saw that with the bomb in the back.
The last news tweet that Woj did before his retirement tweet was about Isaac Okoro's contract extension.
Wow.
So he's the last Woj bomb. That's kind
awesome.
Of a sick
nickname. That's actually awesome.
That should be like a nickname. You should just be, there goes the last Woj bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Evan,
the last Woj bomb? That's pretty tight.
That's pretty sick,
that's
right?
That's pretty tight.
Evan Mobley, I think, is really the glue for that team right now.
Shout out USC.
Obviously, Garland is...
He, like, turned a corner, man.
It's so crazy to have him and Donovan Mitchell, because like they're so physically similar.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell is such a short shooting guard, but Garland, I mean, they figured it out, man. They really figured something out, and I really do think it's Mobley who's just playing more aggressive and more like a big, you know.
Yeah.
So I think they're contenders. I think the 13-0 is legit. They've beaten some good teams like the Celtics en route to this 13-0. So. I think they're legit.
That a lot of pieces on that team, and they've been together for a while, right?
Yeah, no, this is
Jared
like
Allen,
third year or so. Yeah, Jared Allen's been there for a while,
LeVert's
like 5 years.
Actually doing good for them too.
LeVert,
you know, Garland
had a
and all
weird
that.
Year last year, I think. So I think they're figuring it out.
Okay,
they're legit.
The 9-2 Golden State Warriors, contender or pretender?
It's tough to.
I'm gonna go Pretender.
Okay.
I think they did a great job with Buddy Hield, who's kind of taken over Clay's spot. He's shooting out of his mind right now. So yes. It's Clay.
Yes.
Kuminga's doing okay. I think they're doing good with a short lineup with Trace starting at center. But
Trace Jackson Davis is very good.
Will this last? I don't know if it will. And that's what bothers me.
Seems like every year the Warriors hit a point where you're like, what is going on? Like, mm-hmm. they just can't figure, like, they look lost out there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of the time that fell on Clay's shoulders, and he's not there. So, and I do think Buddy Hield is a similarly problematic player where, like, he'll just have a month of, like, dude, this guy just can't not hit it. Anything. I think they're contenders.
Okay.
I can't discount Steph, man. I mean, that's that right. guy is just, he's crazy. He's mm-hmm. ridiculous. And he's coming off that Olympic run. Maybe he's a little energized. So
that's true.
We'll see. Make it out the West, that'll be tough.
Yeah. But
I think they have a shot.
I think they have a shot too. Topic for later, but I think the West is a little wide open right now. You know,
yeah, more than I would think, yeah.
Right? No, yeah. There's no, like, one team that's killing. Like, in the East, maybe the Celtics, right?
Yeah, but, yeah.
So, if they can keep that up, I think they'll be good.
Yes.
What else? I have the fourth place in the Western Conference, Rockets.
Houston is... They are a bunch of phonies. They're in the pretender category. They are good. They have a lot of young, good pieces. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they have a guy yet. I think Jalen Green is flirting with that.
And Şengün.
Şengün might need to be the guy. I think people want it to be Jalen Green. I think the Rockets want it to be Jalen Green.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Şengün is... He's probably the guy.
Yeah.
Needs to get a little better defensively, hold on to the ball a little more.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think this year is their year, but you never know.
I mean, they'll fizzle out a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, they'll probably make it to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be tough for them to.
Yeah, this is like they're still like on their journey to kind of becoming.
Yeah, this is like your,
like, a better team, right?
Your first year of like being a good team,
almost so, like the beginning yeah. Thunder.
Yes, right? Yeah, exactly. Like
a couple years ago.
Yeah, yes. Maybe it kind of reminds me of the Kings from
yes,
two or three too. Years ago now.
Mm-hmm. I have two more teams. Contender or pretender, the Bucks.
Pretenders.
I'm sorry, man.
I was so desperately hoping that last year was a fluke, because how can you pair Damian Lillard, one of the best point guards of all time,
mm-hmm.
with Giannis Antetokounmpo, one of the best players, forwards of all time.
And how excited, not just us, when that the trade happened, but the whole NBA world. Everyone was like, this is going to be deadly, right?
It should have been deadly. It almost immediately became worrisome because the Celtics ended up getting Jrue Holiday. Obviously, that worked out very well.
Yeah.
But you would have thought that, like, yeah, we were very excited for that, because you can just see, like, oh, a pick and roll with Dame and Giannis?
Yeah.
Get out of my face.
Yeah.
And it's just like... something's just not working,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it's probably Doc Rivers. I just think...
Yes, I agree with the coaching. I also think Middleton being out is a huge loss to them.
Yeah.
In terms of just somebody who can kind of get the ball in the bucket.
He's a steady guy. He's super steady.
Yes.
But
yes, I believe... That's just our opinion on Doc Rivers, though. You know what I mean?
I think if you start the season 4-8, and especially I think at one point they were like 2-7.
Yeah.
You can come back from that. It's not, you know, there's 82 mm-hmm. games. But that's extremely telling.
It is.
They went to OT with the Pistons. We'll talk about that a little later, actually. But, mm-hmm. like, come on, man.
Giannis had a 50-point game the other night. But in a hard-fought win in overtime.
Yes, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's funny because, like, the way that this team should be playing and should be coached, especially since Doc is the coach, this should be the Lob City Clippers, essentially.
Yes.
You should treat Giannis like Blake Griffin. You mm-hmm. should treat Dame like Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're both maybe even a little better than either of those guys were at the time. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Dame and Chris Paul, mm-hmm. peak Chris Paul is tough. Mm-hmm. But they should be playing like that. It should be pick and roll, guys in the corners, and then just streak to the hoop. Like, mm-hmm. it should be easy buckets, but I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
It really does seem very confusing to me that it just is not working out.
I feel like they'll be middle of the pack type of team, maybe even towards the end of the rankings. Maybe they figure it out with Doc. Who knows?
I think
I see them kind of just not doing too well.
No, I think Giannis can will a team to be like the sixth seed or something, you know?
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Mm-hmm. Kind of tough. But that's all I got for hot topics, brother.
All right, should we talk about some shoes then?
Yeah. What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing the old
Termes?
Collegiate Termes.
Termes.
I got my termites on.
We got the red and white kind of
yes.
vibe.
You're
today.
Very black. I mean, your shoes. Pause. Your shoes yes, are very black.
I'm trying to add these to the rotation and wear them a little bit more.
They're fire, dude.
They're fire. The material is so good that like I kind of want to, you know,
preserve it.
They can no. I feel like I can wear them.
Oh, you
a
can.
Bunch
you,
and
okay.
Keep.
You
keep
can be okay. Okay.
Where they're at, you know. So I finally own them as well. So I'm like,
if you own
rock
them,
thanks.
If you own them, you gotta rock them.
But we have some new. Some new news. No, just kidding. That's
the Kelsey's.
That's the Kelsey's. New releases for y'all.
They had Freddie Freeman on. Great episode.
Great episode.
Yes, great episode.
You can tell they meshed together right away.
And I always think this is interesting because to me baseball seems like so lucky. Like to be good to be good at baseball, you have to be somewhat lucky. I think.
Yeah.
But obviously, there's a lot of technical parts to it, and especially pitching. I think. Yeah. Pitching, sure. You have to be like really, really skilled at. But it's always interesting. I feel like the other athletes, like whenever I see other athletes talk with a baseball player, they're always like, "Dude, you guys," they're like, "You go out there and you fail 7 times, and mm-hmm. then that's considered good. Like mm-hmm. you're considered doing well." So it's always interesting to me to see other guys like be like, "You baseball players are nuts."
And that's a cool point that you brought up because I like seeing athletes from other sports interacting and then giving each other.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
It's
hard.
We brought up that topic where some athletes are saying, oh, if I just went into the NBA, I would be so good. Or if I went to the NFL, I'd be so... It would be impossible.
Yes. No, it'd be really hard.
You know what I mean?
It'd be really, really hard.
You know?
Okay, but let's get into some shoes.
Get some shoes in here.
How about, first up, we've got the Air Max Sunder and Kids of Immigrants combo.
Yes.
Two colorways and the kind of these, like, the sunburst orange and then this kind of deep purple.
Yeah.
Very sunset, sunrise kind of thing.
Yes.
Very cool shoes.
The sundial.
Yes.
And the Persian
violet?
Persian
violet.
Violet, yes. And cool silhouette. I wanted to ask your opinion because this is an older... They were going for like an older... New shoe, but going for like an older look, 1990s.
Yeah.
And I know this is... Might not be kind of your style. What do you think?
I appreciate it. It's mm-hmm. I've been trying to think about, you know, now that I'm a dad, I need dad shoes. So I'm going to get some kind of, I'm going to be walking around in my little red shoes like, oh, hey, how's it going?
Comment down below which dad shoes he should
cop.
Yes.
And I was reading, yeah, I was reading this article from House of Heat about the shoes. And they were saying that Nike was... They kind of implied that Nike was kind of pushing this silhouette.
Yeah.
And obviously, like we've talked about a lot, the retro running scene is in mm-hmm. full swing.
Big time.
So it makes sense because this is a model I haven't really seen being released by mm-hmm. Nike or like, you know, anywhere else. So it's I like it. I think overall, it's the shape is not perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like the shape of like the Vomero or the Pegasus. I really like the shape of the Pegasus.
Yeah.
So I think the overall shape is not something I'm super crazy about, but I really like the pattern, kind of like checkerboard.
I do too.
The lines and stuff. I think it works really, really well with this model.
Yeah. It feels really protected to me. If you look at it,
yeah, you know, okay, like, yeah, I get that.
It
yeah.
feels like I can go through some rugged terrain, or
it does look
really beat it up. You
I
know?
Guess it does look more almost like a trail shoe, like you
yes,
were saying.
Yes, exactly.
As opposed to a running shoe.
So the influence came from, obviously, like Nike ACG. I don't know if you guys have all heard of ACG, the all conditions gear. They have clothes and shoes that are ACG. There's also other colorways of the Thunder Max that came out this year. Okay. With a Gore-Tex material. And they marketed it for this year specifically. Kids of Immigrants, a brand who kind of is a focus on basically families and stuff like that have migrated to the United States.
Big family emphasis, big emphasis on culture, like your family's culture.
Yes. So. My generations of my parents and my relatives who kind of, they're the ones that opened the door for us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's basically what their brand is about. Super awesome. Shout out to Evelyn, who is a friend of ours.
Yeah.
We got to work with. Her family is heavily involved with this, with their that brand and this collab. So shout out to Evelyn and her sisters and her family. Kids of Immigrants is also, founded by two gentlemen. I forgot, where's the, their names here. I'm tripping out. Oh, there you go. Wele Dennis and Daniel Boizo. They spoke about this shoe last couple weeks ago at the Family Style Food Festival at LA State Historical Park. And the shoe itself will be seen for the first time ever at ComplexCon this weekend in Vegas. They're doing a big thing over there. So shout out to all them out there.
And I think this pair is releasing November 21st, yes. I believe, for 190. Mm-hmm. I don't know how wide of a release this is going to be yet. It's not on sneakers, I don't think. I haven't seen it on sneakers.
Maybe just not yet.
Maybe not yet. Yeah. I mean, that date is swiftly approaching. So mm-hmm. Keep an eye out for that if you guys are interested in these 190. But yeah, cool. Very cool collaboration, and I think well done on the colors and everything.
Cool colorways. The insoles say "Just Do It," and the other foot says "Together." So
oh, nice. That's pretty cool. That's very cool.
And it also comes with an OG 90s phone card.
Oh, nice.
That says Kids of Immigrant on it, and it kind of comes in the box as well. Used to be called the Air Thunder Max, but they flipped it over.
Interesting.
Yeah, Air Max. So it's the Air Max. Yeah. I guess to make it more
in the brand,
flesh with all the other Air Max models. It's got models. The
Air Max.
But cool pair that I wanted to bring up and highlight.
Yeah.
And, go get your pairs.
Go get your parrots. next up, we have kind of a weird shoe.
Crazy shoe.
The Nike Air Max 1000.
Yes.
Which is, I believe, like a retooling of the Air Max 1 silhouette.
Yes.
And specifically, this model is being 3D printed for all its releases.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tinker, who kind of was obviously the grandfather of the Air Max 1. I wanted to bring this shoe up because I felt this is, you know, started with not really Nike, Adidas and Puma have been 3D printing shoes for a couple of years now. But why I brought this up, because I felt like this is a pivoting of the shoe industry.
Yeah. Right?
This is the new thing that a lot of companies you're going to see doing is the 3D printing. These machines are millions of dollars, you know, to print these shoes, and you 3D print everything nowadays. But to have the 3D printing with a clear cushion, Air Max cushion system, kind of groundbreaking, you know?
Yeah, pretty weird. I'm definitely curious to see how, like you said, like a big company like this picking up 3D printing for as an option affects it overall, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, these materials have to be comfortable enough to wear on your foot.
Yes.
Because I feel like most of the time when you think of 3D printing, it's like little plastic pieces and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know much about, especially industrial 3D printing. Like, I have no clue what that looks like and if it's going to be even feasible to do. Like, could you do a 3D printed Jordan 1? Like,
that's why. See, so
With different materials, obviously. Exactly. I don't think you can ever 3D print leather or even like a fake leather alternative.
Exactly. But can you get the shape of the shoe?
Can you get the shape? Can you get it in a material that holds up? I think those would be the questions. Can it be sustainable? Because like Allbirds, their shoes kind of look like this because they use that recycled material.
Yes. And it's very light.
Yeah, extremely light. This must be very light. I mean, I think that would be half the point of 3D printing it, is that you could really reduce the weight.
Yeah. And obviously the style of it is new. It's futuristic, right?
Very futuristic.
I would love to interview somebody, you know, within the company to talk about durability. How much wears can you have on the shoe with the type of material they use? Zellerfeld is a German-based shoe company that specializes in cutting edge 3D printing, founded in 2015. That is the company that Nike has joined together.
Contracted.
Contracted together for this new venture that they're going towards. And I believe SGA was the first player to wear this at a fashion show.
Yeah. He might have done a tunnel fit too, but I think definitely
he could have. I wouldn't be surprised. But like those questions you just asked are all the ones that are raised now because of this new shoe. So, that's like I said, kind of a glimpse into the future of what they're going into.
Yeah, it'll definitely be interesting to see. I mean, you're never going to get rid of the traditionally made shoes at this point.
Of course not.
There's going to be people that are demanding those. I mean, maybe 100 years from now, maybe it's just so easy to print shoes that everyone does. Who knows?
Crazy to think about the shoe. All the shoes are like that now, and then all of these become the retro. You know what I mean? It's like kind of crazy to think about.
Because this kind of feels like a gimmick to me personally, but I guess you just don't know that maybe this is the start of something, like you were saying. Yeah. So,
I agree. Pretty cool. Like, I look at it and I think Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, for
you know
real. What I
mean? Like, is that where we're going? You know?
But, Jaws 9.
I didn't
see any release information for these. I'm sure these are still kind of in the prototype phase.
Yeah, I think they're still kind of just rolling out the whole, slowly bringing it out.
Yeah.
To see how the reaction will be.
But yeah, keep your eyes peeled. Maybe they'll start doing some releases of these.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe probably early next year, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Puma and Adidas have 3D printed shoes. The latest was ASAP Rocky's Puma. What is it? Puma Mastro.
Okay.
That's also a 3D printed shoe that just recently released. So
that whole family is Puma.
That's shoe. That's it. Even the baby.
Even the baby.
Babies. But cool shoe. I mean, I like it. No laces.
Oh yeah! Wow, I didn't even realize.
So a size 9 would be like
it's a slip on.
Yeah, exactly. A slip on with an Air Max. The Air Max system's crazy.
You're very comfy.
Yeah.
Last up, we've got one of our favorite combos that we talk about so often on this show.
They're killing it. They're on fire.
The Ama Menier and Nike collab, this time on the Air Force One, continuing their While You Were Sleeping series.
Yes.
Very cool. They really do great with like these soft tones on the shoes. Something you really don't see a lot. I mean, obviously, normally there's extremely bright colors, especially on Nike shoes. So I think it's cool to see kind of this mauve or, you know, whatever you want to call it. Looks like they kind of altered the swoosh a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. With a white outline.
White outline. It's a little deeper even maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Really well done. I mean, we've talked about Ama Menier shoes.
Plenty.
A lot. But they always kind of come through with this great kind of low-key, very... I feel like all the shoes look very soft whenever we showcase
that's,
them.
Dude, you couldn't have put it any better. They do a great job with, like, all the soft colors. The mauve... When I see mauve and, like the burgundies, I think...
Yeah.
I think Ama Menier instantly.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool details on there. The lace lock on the other shoe here has the Ama Menier A.
Yes.
Ama Menier on the side there instead of the Air Force Ones, which is, I love. Clear sole, but also to match kind of the gray. Wonderful hints.
So awesome. So nice.
And like you said, this is part of a capsule with a Jordan 39, a Jordan 3, a Jordan 4, an Air Max 95, and a pair of Converses, which I feel like you like.
I love me a good...
What do you think of those?
Those are the fast breaks, I think.
Those are nice. Those are hard.
I do want to get a pair of fast breaks.
Awesome.
I think a lot of these released already. I think the 3 and the 4 released. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of still...
I think... what's his name? Brandon Ingram wears this pair.
Oh, the 39s?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the signature athlete for the 39. Mm-hmm. So
he loves those.
It looks like in the heel, that kind of looks kind of fuzzy. I'm kind of wondering if it's like softer material.
Or like a velour or something.
Yeah,
almost.
Something.
Could be.
These are coming out through sneakers and through the Alma Meniere retailer mm-hmm. site and shops, if you guys are near one of those. Mm-hmm. 11/22, so that is, what, a week from today?
Yes.
So this Friday, mm-hmm. For you guys when this comes out, $150.
Not bad.
A little more than your average Air Force mm-hmm. One, but, I mean...
It's a collab.
These look really nice.
They're gorgeous.
You're not going to find a lot of these anywhere else, so keep your eyes out for those.
Yeah, super nice. They're also at their locations in Atlanta, D.C., and Houston.
Yep.
And one of two capsules ever for Nike. So the first one was Virgil's Off-White, the 10,
yep,
of the Dunks, and then this one. So, you know, cool for Alma to have something that nobody else has really done.
Yeah, pretty cool.
But they, I mean, you trust them because, I mean, they just put out gold.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, that's it for new releases. So... Must be time to do a little copping and maybe perhaps a little dropping even.
I'm excited.
There's been a lot of heat coming out lately.
Yeah.
So I'm sticking with half. Oh. It's like kind of a new release. And it's a good thing you wore
you're excited,
your
huh?
Bred Fours is all I'll say. Because we have the Bred Fours against the Bred Fours.
Wow.
I soon think you will own both of these.
Yes. It's happening.
Okay.
No, that's for sure. I've been waiting for this for...
Give me a little history behind the Fear 4.
Came out in a pack.
Okay.
So there's this one, and the other shoe that came out was a Fear 3, Jordan 3.
Which I think they released...
They did, by
earlier
itself.
Earlier this year.
Which is weird to me.
Yeah.
By itself. But that one is a black with like an orange,
yes,
and brown, yeah, and stuff like that. Also a beautiful colorway. But this is, to me, is just like
nasty.
Like the splatter print,
yes,
makes it. And then the mixtures of the blacks and the grays were perfectly put together. When this shoe came out, up until this point, was around like 800 to 1,000. So I'm not paying that. But... they are re-releasing. They will be out by the time you guys see this episode.
Yep.
And hopefully they will be shipped and in the air by the time going to my house.
Yep. We're going to say they are.
And an old classic. I mean, come on. I'm wearing them right now. I haven't owned this pair until now. So one of my favorites of all time. But since this is coming out, I'm going to have to go cop of that. Since I already have it. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to cop the fear.
I respect that. Cop the fear. Because that's what you are going to do.
Yes. How about you? What you got? I mean, either one is just crazy.
Probably the fear as well. Yeah. I like the kind of material on the toe there.
Mm-hmm.
I like the shade of gray in it, how it kind of, you know, contrasts slightly with everything else,
yes,
on the shoe.
Yes.
Yeah, the Fear 4s they're super nice.
They are super nice. And I love that they are a suede. I did...
Yes, that's what I like.
I did hear, though... from a review from a guy on YouTube, that the materials aren't the best suede, but I'll take it.
But I still like it.
Yes. I mean, I love the suede Bred 4 even more than the leather one, but both still nice to me either way.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I feel like for the Bred, kind of almost needs to be leather. I feel mm-hmm. like that just suits it better. But mm-hmm. yeah, the suede on the Fear is...
It's...
You just see it. You just want to touch it.
You just want to get a little rub. Change color a little bit.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Little scratch.
Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting for you to have a bad copper drop, bro. You never miss, bro.
I'll do one next week. Don't worry. Just for
Birkenstocks,
you, dude. All right.
Shaq shoes.
Not the Reebok shoes.
Not the Shaq shoes.
Jesus sandal
or Crocs.
Same thing.
wonderful copper drop there.
A little good copper and dropping there. which means it's time to get to the heat that are all over the feet.
All on the feet.
These feet
are the heat.
Are on fire.
Yes. I'm excited for this too. This bit. The NBA players have been going off.
Yeah, so I tried to pick a few.
How?
We ended up having a full Nike/Jordan episode this week. So sorry, haters of Nike/Jordan.
We've been doing good with the New Balance.
We've been trying
Asics,
to throw
dude.
It in there
hey,
every
man,
once
we've
in
been,
a while.
We've been throwing other shoes out there.
First up, we've got a dude that's been going off.
Their main scorer, I think.
Yeah, no, he's the 10th. Total leading scorer in the
really?
League right
in the
now.
League?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he's like 13th per game.
Mm-hmm. How do you like that jersey? I like it.
They're nice. I like their rebrand was good.
Yes.
It was much needed.
I agree.
I know I've heard some people say like they still don't understand it, like mm-hmm. the logo, but the Clipper is a ship. The
yes.
logo is trying to incorporate that with the C and like a compass. I like it. I don't think it's too much. I personally like it a lot.
I feel that you need those in your collection, but would Tate be upset? Because he's not a girl.
I'll paint them orange.
Boy dad. But those...
The emerald color of these is so fire. These are the Kobe 4 Pro Tro Girl Dad. There's a closer look, kind of. It's a little
Dude,
pixelated, but...
Those
you know.
Are so...
And the metal, heel is yeah. like... Or the metallic, I should say, is super... Crazy.
What a
I
good
think.
Touch.
Yeah, such a cool touch. But the materials, like we said, the suede,
yeah.
like fire.
It's a good suede and like again to use the word like a soft green and then
yes.
and then to make it pop with that metallic.
Yes.
Is freaking awesome.
So cool. This is not the first time we've highlighted a player wearing these particular
yeah.
shoes either. They're so nice, dude. And it's nice. We've obviously talked about it a lot, but it's nice that Vanessa and Nike were able to work stuff out because now you have obviously, the players love Kobe's anyways, but mm-hmm. now you're having players where, you know, the retail releases that we could have gotten
yeah.
too. So
yeah.
it's nice that there's just a ton of Kobe's coming. I think they were releasing the sevens this week.
Yes. And 2025, there's a list.
It's
of
just
going to,
it's Kobe time.
And as I'm sure all the Kobe fans are happy out there. And that's part of why I think she did it.
Too, yeah. You yeah. know? She knew what she was doing. This was about a week ago. Clippers at Thunder, 11-11, so make a wish. Clippers lost 128-134, partially because this guy fouled out.
Mm-hmm.
31 points, 2 rebounds, 4
Damn.
Assists, 3 steals, 3 turnovers on 10 of 15 shooting for Norm Powell, who has just been he's been going off,
on
man.
On a tear.
No Kawhi,
mm-hmm.
no problem.
Still indefinitely, too. Out indefinitely. Well, another topic for another day.
Yeah, seriously.
But... Norman Powell, I mean, he's been a bucket his whole
keeping
career.
Keeping them afloat. They're 500.
They're 6-6, right?
Yeah, so keeping them afloat. Obviously, we talked about the Thunder. Their guys went off. Shea, 45 points, 3 rebounds, 9 assists. J-Dub, not Jalen Williams, but Jalen Williams.
But Jalen Williams.
Yes, yeah, make sure okay. to check out that short.
I will never
Classic.
Mix that up.
J-Dub had 28, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists, so...
Yeah.
They were getting the work done.
Mm-hmm. Thunder team is crazy.
Caruso was a great pickup. Hardenstein was a great pickup. And they still have stuff in the closet
yeah.
in case they want to make a move.
Seriously.
I think Melo, one of the podcast guys, maybe Draymond, I think it was Melo, though, suggested... No, it was Paul Pierce. I hate Paul Pierce's takes.
I don't watch his
This
stuff.
One is interesting. He suggested, especially given what's going on in Milwaukee, Holmgren... And a bunch of picks, and I think one other guy for Giannis.
You gonna do it?
If I'm the Bucks, if I'm either team, no.
Yeah.
I'd rather stick with Holmgren.
That's
Holmgren
why
has
like,
such a
why,
bright future.
Why is that broken? Don't.
Yeah, and I think I mean Giannis. I guess is kind of what Holmgren should become, right?
Yes,
like, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Him to bulk up and him to be bullying people, but hopefully keep that shot. So
mm-hmm.
it's a tough one, but I think I would if I'm either team, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, maybe a topic for another day. But I feel like maybe the Giannis ends up on the Warriors somehow.
Oh my God! Please don't speak that into existence.
That would piss me off.
Next up
Great
on
pair.
The heaters on the feeders, we have a pair that we've never really loved.
Yes.
What
is it? Let's love it.
Let's love it right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Ooh.
This is when he dropped. Look at those hands, man. Look at, there's his thumb and there's his pinky on the other half.
Dude
of the
is
ball.
Massive, bro.
He is in the Freak Sixes.
Okay.
In this kind of cool, bright colorway that we'll get a close-up here in a second. But this was that game we talked about, OT. OT against the Pistons, man. Come on. I mean, the Pistons are better, but they're still pretty bad.
They're still pretty bad.
Giannis had to drop 59, mm-hmm. 14 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks, 3 turnovers, only 1 foul, which is great for him. 21 of 34 from the field and 16 of 17 from the line.
Shots.
That's a Shaq game.
That really is.
That's,
man,
a Shaq game minus, I mean, the assists.
A lot of players would be so happy if they got 34 shots a game. You know what I mean?
Plus 17 additional free throws. Get out of here.
Man. This is one of those games. He's an unstoppable force.
He is, dude, an unstoppable force. Also noteworthy about this game, the Bucks played the Celtics earlier in the week, and Giannis did the old fake handshake to Jaylen Brown,
yes,
which upset Jaylen Brown. He called him childish, and then Nike tweeted, because someone at Nike really hates Jaylen Brown. They tweeted 59 of them things, ain't nothing childish
about it, or
something like that. And Jaylen Brown tweeted, like,
this is weird, or something.
You guys are weird.
Yeah.
Such a weird beef.
The beef is...
I don't blame Jaylen Brown at all. Honestly, at this point, it seems like he's not doing anything. Mm-hmm. It's just Nike having beef with him, which I guess, you know, he's one of the best players in the league, so...
Yeah. I'm sure the people at Nike are kind of fed up with him talking about them, too. So, you know, whenever they can throw shots at each other, they'll throw it.
They,
you know,
are going to do it.
Yeah.
Here's a closer look at the Freak Sixes. Kind of got... like a Dragon Ball thing, almost.
Was I right when me and you said we kind of stopped liking the Greek Freak model after, like, a certain number? Remember that?
We were talking about, I think when we very first started, we were either talking about the 4 or the 5.
Yes, I think it's the 4. And then we were like, after that, we were like, what happened?
Yeah.
Right?
And it's weird because his other line, the what do they call them? The crazy... His other line has another name.
Yeah.
Those are still pretty nice, and they're supposed to be, like, the discount shoe, or, you know, whatever, the lifestyle. Not the lifestyle,
but like
the other brand. Mm-hmm. So my Nike website, for some reason, keeps defaulting to a different country, and I don't know know which one. I was looking at shoes, and it's all $11,000.
Wow. Like,
in whatever currency, I didn't know.
Australian.
The website says PH at the end, so I don't know.
Philippines?
Maybe? I don't know. I can't think of... a PH country.
It's also, there's like stuff you can't buy.
No, there is. There's like random stuff on here. Philippines. Yeah, it is the Philippines.
See, I told you you're Filipino.
I am Filipino. But yeah, I don't know. This model is better. The 5 and the 4 were like really weird, like chunky, clunky, weird looking.
They did a focus on the big swoosh on his model for a lot of his models. I think that's kind of what they
did. This works better, I think. Before it was weird looking.
I don't like that black strip that goes over the swoosh, but...
Oh, the Immortality.
The Immortality,
that's the other one. And he's been on the
4th. And that one looks good.
That one's cool. That one's super cool. Yeah, I don't know what happened. The five is bad. The 5 looks like a wrestling shoe.
It looks like a shoe not for basketball.
No,
because I was gonna say like a track shoe or something.
The Immortality has that cool zigzag.
Yes, it has a KD feel to it almost.
Kinda, yeah. I don't know. It's just what a strange,
not our favorite.
I do like this colorway, and I like the pattern. I don't really know what it's supposed to be, but I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Last up, though, we're, like I said, all Jordan, and we're sticking back with the weird zigzag stuff, because here is a shoe that we haven't talked about on the show, but we've had some mixed feelings about since it came out. Jason Tatum with the Tatum 3. This is the Zen colorway, which is available now on Nike. The Tatum 3 is 125, so
that's not
still
bad.
A pretty good deal.
That is not bad.
Basketball shoe. How do you feel about these? Because I know when these first got leaked or, you know, teased, you were like 2 thumbs down.
I've grown to like them a little bit more. I can tell that if I were to wear them as a basketball shoe, they would definitely they're very protective.
Yeah,
they've got a lot of material on it, but also I'm also interested to see Because I haven't thought about what he is into, what goes into his shoe that he likes. So he obviously doesn't want like an Air Max system in there. It could be a Zoom.
Yeah, like a Zoom probably Zoom. I mean, he's a big Kobe guy.
That's so. Exactly. So maybe it is, but I definitely liked it a little more. But the 1 and 2 for me were always the best.
Yeah, the 1 and models. 2 are really nice. The pair that you got me, super light. So I'm assuming that's going to be something he wants to keep throughout his shoe. Mm-hmm. This shoe, as we get a close-up here, does look like it might be a little heavier.
Yeah.
But it still kind of has. So his, I do kind of like this. It's like a lot of
rubber, right?
Yeah, it looks like more. I mean, I guess it's rubber. It's a little hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like rubber. This black part here looks like rubber.
Mm-hmm.
What he has on his shoes always is that there's kind of like a main body, and then there's like a frame around it.
Yes.
Which is how he's able to get it so light, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. These have grown on me more. I think, like you said, the 1 and 2s are still...
Nothing beats those.
Miles ahead.
And we still don't like his logo that much.
His logo...
looks like Texas or something.
They did the Paulo Banchero logo, and I think we talked about it. And it's just... I don't know if it's a Nike thing or what, but it's just PB. it's just initials now. That's all you get anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No signature like silhouette, anything like that.
Well, maybe they're following like a... like simplicity type thing. That's what everyone's kind of going for, you know what I mean?
But like Kobe's logo is pretty simple.
It's great,
but and it has nothing to do with, there's no KB in there, you know? So
That's true.
I don't know, these have grown on me though. I think they're pretty cool. I think you can do some fun stuff with the colorways.
I haven't loved the
Welcome to the Garden colorway was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Very light greens, but I mean, I hate the Celtics, so
yeah. So
by default, I don't like it that much.
Exactly.
But I think you could do some really cool stuff with the colors. This was their most recent game against the Nets on the 13th. The Celtics have just been cruising all year. 139, they beat the Nets, who only scored 114 in Brooklyn. 36 points, 9 rebounds, 10 assists, only 1 turnover, and 3 fouls on 12 of 19 shooting for Jason Tatum. Peyton Pritchard, who Brian Scalabrine says if he started would average 25 and 10 rebounds, I think.
Oh, Brian.
Yeah. He did have a great game off the bench. 23 points, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists on 8 of 13 shooting. He's decent, man. He's like
he knows his role, bro.
He's like the perfect backup. He's
Jordan Farmar.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I don't even know if Jordan Farmar ever scored 23 points, but... I mean,
he might be a better scorer.
He's a legit scorer.
Yeah,
Not a legit scorer. He's a good scorer.
Yes,
he knows how to get to his place. Mm-hmm. I think he's always in the right place at the right time.
He's turning into that guy who they give the ball to when they need a buzzer beater too. You notice that?
Yeah, he hit one in the finals, and I'm pissed because that was like one of the top highlights because it was in the finals. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
He traveled like crazy. Yeah, he did. That one. He took like he five did. Steps.
Yeah.
And then Zaire Williams for the Nets had 23 points and 6 rebounds.
Jason Tatum, another dude that's not really talked about, but he's on fire right now, too.
I mean, it's kind of like this is what they were supposed to do, right? And people were talking about it that, you know, sometimes you have that championship fatigue.
Yeah.
Especially Tatum and Derek White played in the – and Drew Holiday played in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. But – you know, people were worried, and maybe it was right, maybe it's not, that Steve Kerr motivated Jaylen Brown and, well, mostly Jason Tatum, and Nike motivated Jaylen Brown by not including him on the team and Kerr not playing Tatum. So maybe they did. I mean, Tatum really didn't play at all in the Olympics, so he should be fresh. But
yeah, and like
those
said,
two are balling out.
Yeah, like we said earlier, if there was one elite team, it'd probably be them. But I don't know if this is just my hate for the Celtics. I'm not too scared of them, to be honest.
There is an inherent...
There's like a beatable element to them.
There's a beatable element, and I think it's... I don't know. I feel like the only guy that I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to see that guy.
Jokic.
Well, yeah, but on the Celtics.
Oh.
Drew Holiday.
Yeah. Drew Holiday will lock up anybody.
Yeah, man. In the year, I think the Celtics ended up making it to the finals against the Warriors.
Yeah.
But when they played the Bucks in the conference finals, I think, and I think Marcus Smart had just been announced as Defensive Player of the Year. Man, Drew Holiday had that crazy sequence where Marcus Smart's bringing up the ball and he locks him up, and then the next play he like forces him to go out of bounds. Mm-hmm. That dude is just a defensive force. He's a guy that's a winner. Like he wins no matter what.
One of the best defenders. Not too many guys out there who pride themselves on their defensive prowess, right?
Yeah.
And he's one of them, you know.
And he's kind of grown into that, because I do feel like for the most part you have your Kawhis and, you know, Wembys that are like the pinnacle of the offense and the defense. Mm-hmm. But nowadays it's mostly like if you're in charge of the offense, you don't need to be as worried about defense, which is kind of crazy. You should be good at both.
Yeah.
But he
like preserving energy.
He was the guy. He was supposed to be the guy in Philly. He was like their main guy for a little bit. Then in New Orleans for a little bit. So he's really grown into like I'm the defender. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool.
It just breaks my heart that he's an LA guy and he's like I'm Celtic forever. You know.
Yeah, I know. How many times is that?
It'd be like
happen?
That though.
It do be like that. Shout out Paul Pierce.
Yeah.
But that's it for this week.
Yes.
The heat on the feet is done. It's cold now. It's time for cold feet.
Cold on the toes.
Cold on my toes.
Yes. One last thing before we go. Ask Statty Daddy.
I am not single. Sorry.
That's the episode.
Hey, see ya.
I went with this. This week, I went with most consecutive. First one, most consecutive triple-doubles, 227.
227 triple-doubles in a row?
Double doubles. Who you got?
237 in a row.
227 in a row.
Must be
still kind of crazy.
Must be Wilt.
Yes.
Yeah, it's gotta be Wilt. I was thinking you had crazy double double guys like
Sabonis.
I think Kareem had like a crazy streak. Mm-hmm. But it's gotta be Wilt.
Shaq probably.
Shaq, yeah.
Most consecutive losses, and very recent, actually.
It
which
was
team?
The
28 losses in a row. Ouch.
Was it the Pistons?
Yes.
From just
last year? Yeah.
They tied it, though. I think they tied it with...
I forgot who the previous...
Maybe the 76ers or the Wizards? Because the 76ers have the worst win percentage of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The Bobcats have the fewest losses, but it was in that lockout year.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Wizards, you know...
Yeah.
Rarely are good.
Right. 28 losses in a row last year. That's, man.
That was gnarly.
Dude, that's like...
Who did they beat? They beat someone... Whoever you beat, that's like...
Damn. You don't want to be that team. No. Exactly. And the last one before we go. Most consecutive games with double-digit assists. And the games is... 46, which is insane.
46 double-digit assists.
Second place is 37, Rajon Rondo.
Rondo.
But the first place, 46 games in a row from April 13th to February. So from the last season to the...
Dang.
That's a lot. 46 of at least 10?
Is it Stockton?
No.
Chris Paul?
No.
Oof. I'm getting down.
You gotta go back.
Magic Johnson.
Magic.
Okay, yeah.
People, I mean...
Magic.
Nasty.
I don't think... Even though he never... He's not even... He's like not even in the top five, I think, for all-time assists because his career was too short.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he ever had a season where he didn't average double-digit assists.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Also, he has all these crazy stats because he played all the way to the finals almost every year.
Every single year, yeah.
What the hell?
Magic... Definitely one of my favorite players of all time. And I think maybe my favorite highlight reel.
Oh, dude.
Those passes are stupid.
That's what I wanted to ask you. That's a huge topic in the basketball world right now. Who has the coolest basketball mixtape?
Come on. It's got to be AI.
AI's is good.
Jordan.
Jordan. High school Zion. What is that?
What about John Wall?
John
Wall's got a great high school and college tape.
He was unstoppable.
Who else has got good high school? Lonzo's got
Lonzo was probably one of the best ever. Austin Rivers was unstoppable.
Austin Rivers got sick.
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
In high school, bro. And college. J.J. Redick was nasty,
J.J. Redick's got some good college highlights. There was this dude that was huge on Hoop Mixtape. That I was like, oh, this dude's going to the league, but he never made it.
Yeah.
Like, and I think his name was Shaq, too. Mm-hmm. Shaquille Harrison, or
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find that clip and send it to you. Sheila just yams on this dude.
Yeah.
I'll have to find that clip.
It's crazy. But that's all we got, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Lots of cool stuff planned for the future. Check out our socials. Please watch our past episodes, 55 with Angelo Gingerelli. And we will catch you next week on the Flippity Floppity. Party Corner.
Heyo.
Library Corner.